This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico last September, close to 2,000 evacuees have been living in hotels across the United States through a temporary voucher program operated by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Richard Gonzalez is one of the people displaced by the storm.
Correcto, pagando mi cosas allá, pagando la.
I'm paying for my things back home, the cost of living for my wife in Puerto Rico, and at the same time, I'm trying to save up a little to get an apartment. But here you need to pay 3 months' rent just for a deposit.
In Puerto Rico, Richard was a casino worker, but after the storm hit, he left his wife and adult children behind to look for work in Florida. He's been staying in the Extended Stay America Hotel in Fort Lauderdale through FEMA's Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program. But his time is running out.
They're telling me that there's not going to be any more money. They referred me to all these charitable organizations in Fort Lauderdale, in Miami, but none of them could help me out. The ones that I reached out to on the phone, they said they didn't have any funding. They didn't have anything.
June 30th was the deadline for displaced Puerto Ricans to leave the hotels they'd been staying in. That deadline has already been extended 4 times in the months since the storm.
I believe that I have the hotel until tomorrow or Wednesday, but I don't know if they're going to continue paying for it. And I don't know anything. Nobody's told me anything. There's no communication. Nobody's called me from FEMA.
On Saturday night, a federal judge in Massachusetts blocked the evictions, granting another temporary extension for evacuees. That decision allowed the evacuees to remain in their temporary housing until tomorrow. FEMA pushed that deadline to Thursday. And just today, after we spoke with Richard, another federal judge in Massachusetts extended the deadline to leave hotels by 20 days to July 23rd. On Monday, Richard told us the uncertainty is difficult.
This experience hasn't been the best. It was horrible in Puerto Rico after the storm, 4 months without electricity, looking for something to eat, looking for gasoline, looking for food. A horrible experience. Unfortunately, many people who came here came with a desire to improve their lives and keep moving forward. Like in my case, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live off the government. I just want some help to move forward. At least just find a place to live, a place to sleep. But I have my career. I have the desire to continue improving myself. Last week, I was chosen as one of the employees of the month at the casino for my attitude, for my behavior, for my productivity. There's a lot of people who don't have it as good as I do. They don't have the opportunities that I have or the resources that I do.
Aaron Leibowitz is a local politics reporter for the Miami Herald, and he's been covering the situation that displaced Puerto Ricans find themselves in. I spoke with him before the most recent extension.
So the Temporary Shelter Assistance Program is a program that FEMA offers to displaced families after natural disasters. And essentially how it works is that families need to prove that they are in dire conditions. They need to prove that their homes are uninhabitable. So in the case of Hurricane Maria, FEMA officials went out to many of these homes in Puerto Rico to confirm that essentially they had been destroyed. That program began around October. It's since been extended on now 5 different occasions, and there are about 17,000 Puerto Ricans who have taken advantage of it across the United States since the storm hit. From FEMA's perspective, this is designed to be a short-term assistance program. It's not intended to put victims in long-term housing. And yet, because the situation in Puerto Rico has been so dire, they've continued to extend the program.
What exactly is FEMA's responsibility when it comes to disaster relief? Is it just providing emergency housing?
Well, that's part of the argument in this lawsuit that was filed on Saturday by a group called Latino Justice, which is essentially saying not only does FEMA have a responsibility to house these families while they don't have a place to go back to in Puerto Rico, but the argument is FEMA has a responsibility to make sure that these people have a long-term housing solution. And at least in the judge's initial ruling, a federal judge in Massachusetts, he seemed to say that there was compelling evidence that FEMA had not fulfilled its duty to find more long-term solutions for these families.
So let's talk a little bit about the state of Florida. What role does the state of Florida play, or have they played, in supporting these families? And even more broadly, outside of just the post-Maria wave of Puerto Rican migration, there's also been a consistent wave of Puerto Rican migration to the state of Florida. What role is the state playing in this? Is the state attempting to find more permanent solutions for the Puerto Ricans that are coming?
Right. Well, that's also a matter of contention. Some advocates here in Florida told me that they were actually hopeful that Governor Rick Scott would offer to house these displaced Puerto Ricans even after the FEMA temporary shelter program had expired. What Governor Scott essentially said was that this is on FEMA. It's not in the state's control. It's interesting, given that actually in New York City, Mayor de Blasio came out and said that the city would pay to help keep displaced Puerto Rican families in their hotels once the FEMA funding had expired. And so that paints a bit of a contrast. It's also interesting because Governor Scott is currently challenging Senator Bill Nelson here in Florida for his Senate seat. A huge part of that race is trying to win over Puerto Rican voters. Governor Scott has been running ads saying that, you know, he was the one who was really there for these families after Hurricane Maria. Senator Nelson was recently on the Senate floor, essentially pleading with his fellow senators to compel FEMA to extend this temporary housing program. And so it seems like the general feeling is that FEMA needs to do something. And it appears that at the state level, at least for this temporary shelter program, there's a feeling that this needs to come from the federal level.
And just circling back, what are Richard Gonzalez's plans from here on out?
Well, last I spoke with Richard, he's been working as a dealer at a casino in the Fort Lauderdale area, and he really wants to continue doing that. He doesn't see an immediate opportunity to return home because he says he needs to provide for his family back on the island, and he doesn't think there will be any jobs for him there. Now, if the FEMA temporary shelter program is canceled, it's really unclear what he'll do. He does have some family, luckily, living in Central Florida who he could go stay with, but he would have to find another job in that area. And it's interesting, he actually acknowledges he might be one of the lucky ones among these remaining families. He's on his own and does have a job currently, and actually, if necessary, has a house that he could return to that's in Puerto Rico that has been rebuilt. And yet he sees the job situation in Puerto Rico as being so dire that he really doesn't want to go back.
Aaron Leibowitz is a local politics reporter for the Miami Herald. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.